For all your healing and self-improvement needs, It's Okay Child by Alexandra is here for you. Hey child, welcome back to It's Okay Child podcast, where healing is the best feels. And as always, I am here to frustrate you with happiness. Toxic happiness, so that you'll be coming back for more, right? Yeah, I knew that too. So anyway, before I even start screaming, if you're new here, my name is Alexandra and I am the beautiful host of this show. And if you're a returning subscriber, listener, I miss you so much. Honestly, this is not me coming back a month later to wish myself a happy belated birthday. Honestly, I was supposed to do an episode on 23rd October on my birthday, but I was so caught up growing up, you know. So happy belated birthday to me, and happy belated birthday to all the Scorpios, meaning you're born in October and September. Oh, and the Libras too. Yeah. And happy birthday to anyone celebrating their birthday today and this week. So anyway, oh my gosh, it's been a while. it's been a minute, guys. But I can explain. I really can. And it's also part of this episode. Okay, so I'm just going to be honest. I was just tired. I was just really, really tired of everything. I was tired with life. Oh, tired of life. Oh, yeah, I was tired of life. Not that I was depressed or anything. I just had a burnout, a chronic burnout. I still have, but I'm getting better. Cause I was neglecting my mental health. Cause I realized I was just making excuses that, oh, school is overwhelming me. Okay, for real, it is overwhelming me. Cause if you are in my school and you're in 4.1, you get me. This semester has been so overwhelming. And I know it's not only in my school. I know other schools where I think generally this semester has been hard for anyone who's in campus right now. Why? I do not know. I really don't understand. But yeah, it's been hectic. And yeah, like, I wasn't getting some quality time for myself, and so I was having one problem after another, and I just didn't want to come back here with some negative energy because I hadn't sorted out my issues, you get. So yeah, which leads me to today's episode. You need to take a break, guys. Take a break. I took a break from podcasting, from poetry, from pretty much anything that used to make me so happy, because I don't know. It was just, have you ever been in a situation where you feel like you're just stuck? Like, yeah, you're living, you're going on with your day-to-day stuff, but you are not there. Like, your mind is elsewhere. Like, your heart is just not in it. Honestly, it reached a point I was like, okay, should I just give up on this podcast? But I'm like, okay, this podcast is one of the reasons I'm leaving, because I'm helping people by helping myself too. You get? Yeah, I know you get the point. But yeah, like, It's okay, child has been giving me a reason to live, because I want to believe my sole purpose in this earth is to help people, because I generally love helping people. I find so much joy impacting people's lives, you know. So I do that through this podcast. So just giving up on it is like giving up on myself, and I'm not ready to do that. No, am I giving up on you guys? We had a deal, right? No matter how hard it is, sorry, we're not giving up, right? So, yeah. But generally, I'm just here to talk. Let's talk about life. Let's be honest. No one knew growing up will be a scam. And I don't think it'll stop, because we're not growing any younger, right? And I'm pretty sure when we were still young, we were complaining how we want to grow up because we don't want to be treated like children. And now we are in our late teens, early 20s, probably some in their mid-20s. And you still feel like it's not what you wanted. Yeah. I guess it's because we're still figuring out ourselves. We're still learning things about ourselves. Like, I just found out I'm a HSP. A HSP is a highly sensitive person. Maybe that's why things affect me so much. Like, from the list of things, it just affects me so much. And even if I don't want to, it just does, you know. Someone is probably figuring out that they're no longer extroverts, they're becoming introverted. Someone is realizing that they're tired of being an introvert and they're getting out of their they're getting out of their comfort zone to become extroverted, and that's okay. And you know, we're all adapting to changes, and maybe that's why it's a bit hard to cope up with everything that's happening. And you know, of course, we all have problems. Probably some people have problems at home. Some people are having financial issues. Some people are just getting out of, you know, a depressive episode. Some people are falling into depressive episodes because they're not taking care of their health. Oh, it's so sad. It's really sad that we can't always get what we want, right? Yeah, and even if you get something, you still feel like you need more. I don't know. Life is just funny. Honestly, I'm just here to address everything. I'm here to remind you that you're not alone. You feel like you want to graduate and just finish school, but, you know, it just doesn't work that way. Some people are actually going to graduate, you know, within December. Others have already graduated, but you're like, okay, what next? Like, it's always a what next in whatever you do. And we're all caught up in all sorts of messes, and we're just trying to clean them up, but it just takes time. Honestly, I'm here to tell you guys that it's okay to be where you are right now. It's okay to feel like you don't know what you're doing with your life. You know, I used to hear people say how their 20s were the most confusing years of their lives. And I was like, Kwani, you just can't figure out your life, eh? Then I got here and I'm like, okay, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry, because I didn't know it's gonna be that way. It's like you never know what's coming for you until you actually get there. You get. I know I'm talking in proverbs or parables, I don't know. But I know you're getting the hitch of it, right? Yeah, so this is just to break the ice and to let you know that please prioritize your mental health. Because I actually saw a meme that was saying, I think it was a girl who had commented on someone's reply, and she was saying that she just, what did she say? She said she missed three classes to prioritize her mental health. And that's okay. Honestly, that's okay. Because look at it from this angle. You're not mentally stable, or you're just too anxious to do something, and then you force yourself to do it. You won't do it well because you're not in the right mental state, you know. So it's okay to take a break from school, actually, as long as it's not a prolonged one, because of course it will cost you a semester. But yeah, whatever you do, just make your mental health a priority. People are dying out here because they feel like they don't know what they want, and they don't know how to get help from people, so they just choose to take their lives. And that shouldn't be the case at all. Yeah? So, I love you guys so much. I hope you love yourselves too. I hope you love yourself to walk away from something that clearly isn't meant for you. I hope you love yourself too much to choose yourself over and over again. I hope you love yourself to know that you deserve better, and you know better that you're a queen or a king, you're a gem, and you know you just deserve to be loved the way you love. Yeah, that's all for today. But till next time, guys, actually, I'm coming back next time with, I think, topics on personalities, because I've been getting questions from people asking how they can know their personality, what it means to be an introvert, an ambivert, an extrovert. I got you guys, and I'll be back with that. So till next time, guys, blessings, love, and so much light. And thank you so much to everyone who's listened till this far, and those who've been listening to my episodes. I just love you so much. Okay, bye.